afterward. Nietzsche died two deaths. His mind died in 1889, his body in 1900. Between these dates his work took on a life of its own, launching Nietzsche from almost total obscurity to worldwide intellectual eminence. Nietzsche would, of course, have considered this no more than his due. But this fame was to exceed even his own megalomaniacal fantasies. It extended far beyond the field of philosophy, largely owing to Nietzsche's appeal to writers. The list of major 20th-century figures Nietzsche influenced includes Yeats, Strindberg, O'Neill, Shaw, Rilke, Mann, Conrad, Freud, and countless lesser figures who were simply overwhelmed by his ideas. This was a philosophy with a difference, one with style and lucidity. Here was a philosophy you could actually read, and the fact that it was written in aphorisms meant you also had time to read it, or bits of it. And this was the trouble. Now lots of people read just bits of Nietzsche. Such ideas as the will to power and the Superman became commonplace and widely misused. Nietzsche's Superman was soon hijacked by the racist lobby. Anti-Semites, then fascists, began lifting remarks from Nietzsche's work regardless of context. The very looseness of Nietzsche's philosophy now became its undoing. As a result of its grotesque misuse during the first half of the 20th century, Nietzsche's philosophy was badly discredited. Consequently, it is almost impossible to talk about many of Nietzsche's ideas in the way he intended, especially his ideas about the Superman, discipline, breeding, and the like. The poetic looseness of much of his writing left it too open to hideous travesty. Fortunately, it also left his remarks on such dangerous topics open to ridicule, which is perhaps the most appropriate contemporary response. Yet it is worth remembering that Nietzsche made his views on racism, anti-Semitism, and related attitudes perfectly plain. As he clearly states, "The homogenizing of European man is the greatest process that cannot be obstructed. One should even hasten it." When the Nazis attempted to take him on board as their official philosopher, and Hitler kissed Elisabeth Forster Nietzsche's hand outside the Nietzsche archive in Weimar, it was the Nazis who entered the realms of higher lunacy, not Nietzsche's philosophy.